I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden visits New Orleans as the city reels from the deadly New Year's attack in which an Army veteran plowed a truck into revelers, killing 14 and injuring 30 more. Monday's visit might be the last time Biden goes to the scene of a horrific crime as president to console families of victims. The White House moved forward with the plans for the trip even as a snowstorm hit the Washington region. Hundreds of U.S. Capitol riot prosecutions are in limbo on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th attack, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says prosecutors at the Justice Department have sought to hold accountable those criminally responsible for the riot with unrelenting integrity. More than 1,500 federal cases have been brought over the last 4 years. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to pardon rioters, calling them political prisoners and hostages who have been treated too harshly. Some who were not involved in the violence were charged with misdemeanors. Others faced felonies for charges that include assault for beating police officers. Leaders of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys extremist groups were convicted of seditious conspiracy. One defendant who convinced a judge to postpone his trial is now asking the judge to allow him to travel to Washington to attend Trump's inauguration January 20th. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump as the 2024 election winner on Monday without challenge, a stark contrast to the 2021 violence. Lawmakers convened under heavy security and a snowstorm to certify the vote. The tallies were read by election runner-up Vice President Kamala Harris, who presided over the proceedings as part of her office's duties. This is VOA News. Trump's lawyers on Monday moved to indefinitely postpone this week's sentencing in his hush money case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President-elect Donald Trump moving to indefinitely postpone Friday's sentencing in his hush money case as he appeals a ruling that upheld the verdict and put him on course to be the first president to take office convicted of crimes. Trump's lawyers say the case should be halted automatically while they ask a New York appeals court to reverse Judge Juan Merchan's decision. If sentencing proceeds as scheduled, Trump's lawyers argue he will be appealing the verdict while in office. Judge Merchan rejected Trump's bid to throw out the verdict in light of his impending return to the White House, but signaled he's not likely to sentence the Republican to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something Trump denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation on Monday after nearly a decade in power. AP correspondent Haya Benjwani reports.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
Trudeau is stepping down in the face of rising discontent over his leadership and after the abrupt departure of his finance minister. That showed growing tension within his government. He said he plans to stay on as prime minister until a new leader of the Liberal Party is chosen.
This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
News conference audio courtesy of CTV. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Russia's defense ministry claimed on Monday its troops in eastern Ukraine have captured a town after a months-long battle. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian forces say the town under question, Kurakhova, is not in Russian hands, while acknowledging that units are conducting assaults against urban areas. The move comes a day after the Russian Defense Ministry said Ukrainian forces had pressed new attacks in Russia's Kursk border region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday Russian forces lost up to a battalion of infantry during battles in that region, with North Korean losses as well as Russian paratroopers. The inauguration in 2 weeks' time of President-elect Donald Trump has brought a new element of uncertainty and triggered an apparent effort by both sides to establish battlefield gains before any possible peace talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.